With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Details still sketchy at this hour, but we're learning now. Out of Los Angeles this morning, at least three deputy sheriffs have been killed in what's being described now as a possible explosion. Congress clearing a $9 billion package of spending cuts to foreign aid and public broadcasting for President Trump's signature, codifying a small portion of the Department of Government Efficiency savings. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Senate amended measure, which restored $400 million to a global AIDS prevention program that the original package had cut, passed the House shortly after midnight through a 216-213 procedural vote that deemed the measure approved without a direct up or down vote. The package, which originated as a request from the White House Office of Management and Budget, represents roughly 5% of the $190 billion in savings DOGE says it has identified. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The House approving two bills intended to boost the legitimacy of the cryptocurrency industry with new regulations, as President Trump has pushed to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. The president this afternoon holds a ceremonial swearing-in for his IRS commissioner. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Former Congressman Billy Long was confirmed to lead the IRS last month and now leads an agency he once sought to abolish. In a message to employees, Long said he wants to develop a more taxpayer-friendly agency by transforming the culture. Since the start of the Trump administration, the IRS has undergone massive change, including widespread layoffs and voluntary retirements of tens of thousands of workers. Greg Clugston, The White House.
House Republicans trying to formulate a response to the Trump administration's handling of records in the Jeffrey Epstein case. They ultimately put forward a resolution Thursday that carried no legal weight. This is SRN News. Abortion is surging in Ireland.
When abortion advocates led the charge for an amendment to the Constitution in 2018, they promised the procedure would be safe, legal, and rare. But Irish authorities report that since the amendment was adopted, the abortion rate has soared nearly 300%. Ellis Mulroy of the Pro-Life Campaign tells CNA, quote, "It's a truly horrifying figure, and it's the opposite of what senior politicians promised the public would happen 7 years ago." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study at West Virginia University finds as Americans begin to turn their backs on organized religion, they're seeking meaning in occult and pagan practices. Some are turning to paranormal and New Age beliefs that include communicating with the dead, predicting the future, and believing that one's soul can travel through space or time. Others are embracing witchcraft and Satanism. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened in record territory this morning. The market, given a boost by some better-than-expected economic news, is now focusing on the latest corporate earnings reports and deal-making. Shares of Norfolk Southern jumped 4% on reports that it's involved in merger talks with Union Pacific to create the largest railroad in North America, linking the East and the West Coasts. Chevron and Hess both got a boost on reports that their $53 billion merger is on track after ExxonMobil's arbitration challenge was rejected. Netflix dipped 1.6% overnight, even after beating Wall Street's profit and revenue targets and raising its outlook. The guidance increase may have been lower than some investors were looking for, pushing them to collect profits on a stock that's up more than 40% this year. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.